There was some stuffy twat on the BBC News, but I have a pussy on me, so I can't actually, and the screen's tilted away from me, and I'm on my computer, not on the television, so I couldn't read the lower third to see who it was, but basically he was saying, nobody really wants proportional representation. It's only some of the liberal Democrats want you to think you want. Nobody actually cares. The system we've got works. I don't see what's wrong with it. I'm sorry. What? Yeah, because obviously 23% of 650 is so obviously 57. Yeah, because that's working. That's working absolutely fine. He's basically saying, oh no, the public are wrong. The public are wrong because there was a YouGov poll, I think, that said, actually, hang on, YouGov, proportion. Sorry, I'm trying to type with one hand. It's very annoying. I hate people who type with one hand. And they, like, hammer at the keys. It was an ICM poll. ICM poll, 48% of those polled wanted proportional representation. And a YouGov poll, 62% wanted a, quote, more proportional system. Maybe not PR, but certainly not first past the post. So he's basically saying, unless he hasn't seen that poll, that stuffy old fart, unless he hasn't seen that poll, he's basically saying, no, the public are wrong. They're wrong. So, yeah. That's what I really hate. Like Nicholas Winterton was fucking hilarious. Nicholas Winterton. If there are any Americans listening, or anybody who doesn't really care about politics, it was a couple of months ago, just Google Nicholas Winterton first class. Hilarious. He was basically saying people in standard class, or I think he called it second class, and what it used to be first class and third class. Bloody hell. There wasn't a second class back in the 1950s, 1960s. It was simply first class, a gap, and then third class. Oh, brilliant. That feels really good. But no, he basically said people in second class, or as everybody else calls it, standard class, were... I think the quote was, a different kind of people. And basically saying that they're not... It was hilarious. And he was like, well, I should be in first class because I am on a train and I am going to London to work. What? On a London-bound commuter train? You don't think everybody is going to London? How stuffy are you, you tit? And then he started arguing with the Radio 5 Live presenter, and he's like, well, what are the people in first class? Who are they? Where are they going? Who are they? They're rich wankers who can afford a first-class ticket. You don't seem to understand the difference between normal people and cocks like you. And he, I think, thankfully, stood down. So we don't have him, but we do most certainly have people like him in the House of Commons and the House of Lords, even though the House of Lords isn't really debated that much. And to be honest, there is a problem because you can have a Lord as leader of the Labour Party and therefore Prime Minister. But I would love Peter Mandelson to be Prime Minister. Oh my God, that would be so fun. That would be brilliant. I would love that. We could then contest with other countries. What, you think your PM's evil? No, we've got Mandy.